My son, like I think every single child in grade one from time immemorial, planted those little seeds in those little pots. Remember that? They put them in the window of the school, and they put their little name on the little pot, right? And probably 8 out of 10 of those little seeds sprouted. But 20% of the kids had a dud seed, right? And you always hope that it's not your kid, right? It's gonna come home in tears because their bean didn't sprout, right? And I think some teachers might have some, or teachers are mamas, right? I think some teachers might have like extras in the back that they put in, right? To, you know, make sure that every kid has a seed that sprouts. And I think some teachers, depending on their pedagogical approach, might just go with, you know, 20% of the seeds not being harvested, right? But that's how life works, right? And I think actually the kids should learn the lesson that 20% of seeds just don't sprout, right? Despite our best intentions, that's the way life goes. One of the maxims that I often come back to in life, which I first learned from a rabbi writing about Buddhism, Rami Shapiro, in his book, The Sacred Art of Loving Kindness. If you ever are looking for a good book, I'd recommend that one. But he teaches, show up, pay attention, tell the truth, don't get attached to the results. Show up, pay attention, tell the truth, don't get attached to the results. I've done some strange things in my life. I've gone to hospice. I've gone to abortion clinics. I've gone to court. I've let my name stand for bishop. I've walked into parent-teacher interviews. I've gone to soccer provincials. I've sat with the dying. I've sat with newborns. I've done a lot of things I really wanted to do, but I've done a lot of things I really haven't wanted to do. I've had to talk myself into. And whenever I don't know what to do, I come back to that. Show up. Pay attention. Tell the truth. Don't get attached to the results. For me, the first and the last one are the hardest. Sometimes showing up is the hardest part, right? A friend has just lost their husband. Sometimes when you don't know what to say, showing up is the hardest part. Paying attention, telling the truth, that sometimes is easier once you've actually just done the hardest part, which is showing up. Not getting attached to the results, well, that is extra hard for me. Anyone else have trouble with that one? Yeah? We want a particular outcome from going to court, or going to hospital, or going to the doctor, or going to our first day of school, or going to whatever it is. But we don't always get exactly what we want out of every situation. And sometimes it's actually a richer experience if we can just show up without being attached to the results. Because what we think should happen is actually maybe not what should happen. But it's hard for us to do that. Alan was a little bit ambiguous because I think he forgot maybe what I was going to do after church today. What I'm going to do after church today is give you some demographic data about Oak Bay, because I'm a big demographic data nerd in some ways. But I think also there's a richness there. Because to reflect on today's parable, we need to grow where we are planted. Churches today are trying to figure out how to grow, how to thrive, how to be an authentic expression of the body of Christ in this particular time and in this particular place. And I think part of doing that is paying attention to this particular time and this particular place. This church has roots in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, when it was finally consecrated.
Right.
But though the days today are different than when this church was planted. And we have to pay attention to that, and we have to see what seeds God is planting in our midst in this day. And then we have to water those seeds and tend those seeds. And then perhaps we have to not get attached to the results. And that is hard, harder than a lot of us would want it to be. We're at a time in church history where it's not as easy to be church as it used to be. I got a brilliant expose on this before the service from Kathy, you know, talking about how families are busier, how immigrants are no longer as likely to be Christians, how times are changing. So you know this, is not particularly new information that I'm giving you. But it's information we must pay attention to. Because we're at a stage in church history where we're going to have to scatter some seeds. And it's not going to be a monocrop. There are no best practices for how to be church in Victoria in the 21st century. We are living in the most secular diocese in North America. We are living in a place where the highest number of people anywhere in North America identify as having no religion. Some of you, bless you, came to St. George's not too far away in Lent and joined a course that my colleague Christine and I were teaching called Where Have All the Young People Gone? Who in the room was at that course? It was about six of you, bless you all. I don't know what you learned. I'd love to hear what you learned from that. But we're part of a trend about how church attendance has been declining since about we built this church. We built a whole lot of churches in the 50s and 60s, and as we can see, we basically built at the peak. Does that make sense to you? And ever since then, family life has been changing, women have been going back to work, secularism has been increasing, etc., etc. So just as we built all these churches, especially in the Greater Victoria area, church attendance started declining. We have a relatively full church here this morning. We're in good shape, but we need to pay attention to what's going on in our midst. As bishop, when I look at the Greater Victoria area, one of the things I notice is that the two churches in kind of this part of Victoria that have the greatest attendance, other than the cathedral and St. John the Divine, which I'm putting in their own kind of category, but like you guys, St. George's, St. Dunstan's, St. Barnabas, St. Matthias, these are the churches I can ride to on my bicycle from my house in Cadbury Bay in 7 minutes. St. Luke's, St. Peter's, and St. David's. Okay, there's a lot of churches in a little kind of area here. The two that have the strongest attendance, which is you guys and St. Barnabas, have the least twins. They did a very sophisticated analysis, and they suggested that you all They're pretty unclear about that, aren't they? As bishop, I'm pretty clear that I can't tell you what to do. As bishop, I'm pretty clear that my job is to show up, pay attention, tell the truth, and don't get attached to the results. As bishop, I'm pretty clear that it's my job to pay attention to what seeds are being planted in our midst, to scatter a bunch of different seeds, to water those seeds, and to see what flourishes. I don't pretend to know what the solution is. And the solution, I am quite sure, is beyond me and beyond any of us individually. We're all going to have to look together at the demographic data. We're all going to have to listen together for what God is doing in our midst. We're all going to have to tell the truth and pay attention. And we're all going to have to do the really difficult work of not getting attached to the results. If any one of us is convinced we have the solution or we have the answer, we're probably wrong, myself included. It's going to be something that's beyond any one of us. And it's going to be okay. The church is a beautiful garden. God is always and everywhere planting seeds. It's a 2,000-year-old institution. It's always sprouting up in different spots of the world with different people in new and surprising ways. It's always as beautiful as a wildflower garden. And there's always those 20% of those little seedlings that don't manage to sprout. And we don't need to be surprised by that, and we don't need to grieve that. That's just part of the rhythm. That's just part of the cycle. And I think we need, as grown-ups, to kind of recognize not to take those 20% of those little seedlings that didn't work and hide them somewhere and swap in other ones for the kids, right? As grown-ups, we just need to tell the truth. Not everything flourishes. But some things flourish beyond our imagination. And so I invite you to stay with me after church, and we'll go through a bit of information about the demographic data. And I'm honestly not trying to lead you to any particular conclusion. I'm trying to start a conversation. What does it mean to be church in Oak Bay in 2024? What seeds is God planting in our midst that we are called to water, to watch, to celebrate? What ideas might have worked in the past that are no longer working in the future? And what God-given potential is there in this time and in this place? For we are called to be co-creators with God, always and everywhere watering the seeds that God has planted and reaping the harvest that is so much more diverse, so much more beautiful, so much more life-giving than we could ever ask or imagine. I preach to you in the name of the one God who is always and everywhere going on ahead of us into the world. Amen.